Hey, you know what?
What's that?
Every time I get in the shower, I look myself in the mirror first and I say, see ya.
Don't you think that's a little narcissistic?
I don't know. I've been doing it since I was a kid. And I just, it's just.
You say, see ya.
Yeah.
To yourself?
Yeah.
Do you get a response back?
I audibly.
Do you ever respond back to yourself? See ya. Yeah, later.
Never. But I audibly say it.
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard, Dan.
But, and like, I don't even know I'm doing it. Like, I'll just step in the shower, and even if it's not like a big one, it's still like, see ya.
Well, I guess that's why you're listening to episode 114 of the Dan and Cody Podcast.
See ya! This is the Dan and Cody Podcast. This is it. Right here, Cody. You put on those headphones and you go to work.
Why are you yelling?
This is where our message is heard.
It's time to get hyped. Say it with me.
What are we saying?
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Meet Dan and Cody Podcast.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Get some.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
This episode of the Dan and Cody Podcast is brought to you by Studio Headphones. Guys, if you want to combine tech and style, check out Studio. Head to their link in our show notes and enter the code DNK for 15% off your order plus free shipping. Or just go to studiosweden.com.
All right, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's a big week.
It's a big old week.
It's a big week.
It feels like this must feel what it feels like for Super Bowl week when you're in it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Are you comparing yourself to a professional football player?
I mean, this is probably as
close. Stop wasting your time.
It's probably as close to the Super Bowl as I will be at.
Really?
Athletically, yeah. Sort of athletic event, yeah.
But not familially.
Right.
Familially.
But I see myself, just doing a lot of like, okay, try to do this. Try to avoid these situations. Don't hurt your feet. Don't strain your back. Eat pretty good. Make sure you're getting rest.
Floss.
Hydrate. Yeah, but it's like the little things I take for granted I'm now noticing. Like, don't step out of your car that fast, okay? Don't strain your ankle. You know?
You're thinking about those things.
Thinking about those things. Yeah, and I'm like, are you getting sick? Maybe go wash your hands. Don't be touching a bunch of stuff.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I guess that is excitement.
Is that excitement?
Well,
paranoia of hurting yourself before the big race?
It depends. Well, fear and excitement are the same thing. So, but it's all like a spin on how you...
Fear and excitement are not the same thing.
Well, yeah, they are.
They're not.
It's the same trigger. The way you perceive it is the change, but it's just anxiety.
Nah, man. I don't think excitement and fear are the same thing. Excitement, you end up wanting to do something.
Well, one is positive and one is negative, but it's your choice how you would like to perceive that energy inside of you.
Yeah, but like there are two totally different things happen to your body when you're wanting to do that. Excitement makes you want to move forward. Fear makes you want to step back.
Right, but I'm saying the energy is the same. You're making a choice to be scared, or you're making a choice to be anxious about it. They're both anxious. That's what I'm saying.
But what if the only choice you have is to choose?
Touché. Should I choose fear or excitement? I would choose excitement.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, yeah, there you go. Excitement. You're going to walk out and do. Yeah. It sounds great. So you're excited / afraid. Whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
Well,
I'm not afraid for you at all. I'm excited for you.
You think it's going to happen? What? I just want to finish, man.
No, I don't think you'll finish, but I do think, you know, you'll definitely go into it and you'll be super pumped about it, and I'll drop you off like a father dropping off his son to college.
Have fun, son.
That's right. That's right.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Just pick me up on Sunset by that Pinkberry.
Well, the plan is I'm going to meet you at certain points throughout the race. So I'll be tracking you.
Yeah.
Me and Big Mike, if he's able to get his ass out of bed.
What a fucking putz that guy is.
This guy, Michael, what the heck, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm coming down to L.A. for your race, but I'm partying with people the night before, and I'm not going to be there.
Which means that he's going to be there, but he's going to be drunk and unable to help.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike, get ready for this, buddy.
Mike, wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Dan's going to be a champion that day. I'm going to be there, and you should be there. We should all be champions.
You should, if you're listening and on Sunday, if you want to download the LA Marathon app, you can do that and just type in Daniel Hill or my bib number.
What's your bib number?
I think it's 18503.
So they're tracking Dan wherever he's at.
And, yeah, you can flip on. It's at 6:55 Pacific. So.
And if anybody wants to meet Dan at the finish line, you're more than welcome to. You can look for me. I'll be the guy with the button-down shirt that has way too many buttons undone. You'll be seeing my chest, and then Dan will be, you know, you'll see Dan. He'll be wearing a Dan and Cody podcast t-shirt, so it should be good.
You know what's sad?
No.
Sunday while I was running, the first time during my training, I thought about the possibility of a terrorist act. And I think that was very unfortunate that we live in a world where, like, that's a thought. That's something so...
Have you ran and thought about hot dogs?
No.
You haven't?
Never once.
Not once.
Never, ever once.
You're right. It is a sad world.
It's a sad world, but it's a reality.
Right.
I mean, we looked at the map today. There's all that security and shit.
It's a necessity, I guess.
Yeah. But we will see.
I'll be there shaking your hand at every turn.
I'll just run up to you.
Dan's going to get so pissed at me this whole run. Last week we were kind of talking about this, and I asked you, are you mentally prepared? Are you mentally strong for this run?
Right.
And it got me thinking, is Dan mentally prepared? So, Dan, I am sending you a really dumb quiz.
Okay.
That's going to determine whether you are mentally strong as an individual. And take this quiz and let's see how it goes. So Michael, go ahead and maybe play some dan 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 while Dan does the quiz.
And for our listeners, Cody has just now sent this to me.
He's never done it.
Never.
He doesn't know what
this.
It is. The question is, it's one of those stupid quiz websites. How mentally strong are you? And that's for Dan. We're going to find out how mentally strong are you. Are you a mental heavyweight champion? Dan a mental heavyweight champion? So go ahead, Dan. Let's take this quiz and see how it goes.
Let's play. All right. It says, first question, the airline lost your luggage. What are you going to do?
Are you going to demand that the airline compensate you? Are you going to start crying? Are you C, hope that it comes back, there's not much you can do, or D, who cares, I'm still on vacation?
I'm probably going to demand that airline compensate me for my lost bag, motherfuckers.
Okay.
Someone's got to pay.
So choose it, clown.
I'm choosing it.
All right. Number two, go for it, read it.
Number two, how do you usually react to a breakup?
Now, there's a lot of options here. A, are you going out with friends and trying to forget about it?
Okay.
B, by hooking up with someone new. C, it depends. D, seeking revenge against my ex. E, by staying in bed for a few days. And F, I'm usually grateful a bad relationship ended.
I would probably try to surround myself with my friends.
Going out with friends and trying to forget about it.
I'm
going to
go out with friends and try to forget about it.
Going with A.
Yeah, so. let's get a little fucked up. Let's party, and then maybe a couple of those other options happen while we're all hammered.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and on to the next question. What's the next question, Dan?
Next cue. You worked really hard on a project for work or school, but you received horrible feedback. How are you going to respond?
Now, A says that you'll feel worthless. You put your heart and soul into it. That's A. B, you'll try to learn so next time you can do better. C, it's probably someone else's fault. And D, start over from scratch. What are you going to do? Not what do you think the best thing to do is. What is Dan Hill under pressure, under the moment, feeling it? Is he mentally tough to break through it? What are you going to do, Dan Hill?
I'm going to be honest, and I would, in that moment, feel worthless. Okay. And I would be like, I put my heart and soul into that.
Okay. All right. Click it. Let's see what happens next, buddy.
Did it. Now we have a GIF of Oprah, and it says, how often do you cry?
Now, A says, I'm in tears right now. And looking at Dan, those aren't tears. B, very rarely. C, never. D, once a month. E, on a weekly basis. And I'm going to go ahead and add F, only when Jenny asks me to do something.
I'm answering this very rarely.
Very rarely. Do I cry? Okay, Dan's going very rarely.
Yeah, but I can cry. Okay. I'm not afraid to cry.
Okay.
If I need to cry, I will.
Next up, what's the next question, Dan?
All right, it's a picture of a man screaming, and it says, do you feel as though it is sometimes difficult for you to control your anger?
Now, these are easy. There's three simple ones. They each have pictures next to them. I don't know why they did it this way, but whatever. There's yes with the Hulk. There's B, no, I can keep my cool with some woman meditating. And then there's C, has a woman with her latte lifting her glasses. And below it, it says, it depends on the situation. Not sure how that relates to that statement, but sure.
Well, I mean, all of these answers are correct because the question is vague. It says, do I feel as though it is sometimes difficult to control my anger?
Like I said,
yes,
these are...
Yes, of course it is. Yes. No, of course it's not. So I'm going with, it depends on the situation.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So, next question.
What do you do when you get stressed out?
All right. So we got six options here. A, you don't get stressed out often. All right. Mm-hmm. B, food, and more food. C, mm-hmm. talk to someone about it.
Okay.
D, pour myself a drink and fall into my sadness and be alone and continue down that spiraling path. E, I smoke a cigarette. And F, yoga or any other form of exercise. What does Dan Hill do?
Well, in these last 3 months, it is yoga and other forms of exercise. Like I would go run.
Okay.
I would be pissed.
Well, let's
but,
go.
But
you're not saying that.
I mean, but...
Who is Dan Hill? I want to know who Dan Hill is running into this race on Sunday.
I would exercise.
Okay, well, let's go with it.
But food, and more food is on my radar.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Well, let's go with who Dan Hill is going into the race. We want to know if you're mentally tough for the race.
All right, this is Race Dan. Okay.
This is Race Dan.
All right. Next cue.
Next cue.
Is... Do you find it easy to share your feelings with others?
A, sometimes. It depends on the person. B, I don't like to talk about my feelings. And C, yes. It's the only way I can deal.
I'm going to answer this one, yeah. Yes, it's the only way I can deal. One, because I have a podcast where all I do is talk about my feelings. And two, I mean, yeah, if I'm upset, I'm telling you. I'm letting you know.
You know, and before we move on with that, that's the last statement you just made. Podcast where you talk about your feelings. All of our listeners, let's be honest. The Dan and Cody podcast is pretty surface, okay?
Surface? No, we're cutting deep.
Are we?
Yeah.
What's the deepest thing you feel you've ever talked about you emotionally?
When I pooped my pants in the wrestling match?
That is not deep. That
That's
is surface.
Deep.
No, it's not. It's embarrassing,
deep.
But it's not deep.
We've talked about mocks on here. We have talked about relationships. I've been accused of being a sexist.
It's not an accusation, Dan. You wear a patch on your chest with pride.
We have talked about my parents. I share feelings. I share my feelings about everything that pisses me off in this world. Right here.
All right. Well, that's good. So that leads us in. I think this is our final one. Dan says yes, he deals with his final one. And that leads... Oh, we got one last question. Here it goes.
If a close friend says something offensive to you during a heated discussion about politics, how would I respond?
A, there is a good chance that he will start crying. B, by sticking up for himself and rationally confronting them. C, by ending the conversation and walking away. D, he would respond with something equally offensive. And E, he would probably become nervous and flustered and not know what to say. What would Dan Hill do?
I would stick up for myself and rationally confront them.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, they are calculating the results. We end up with some kind of advertisement while this happens.
Oh!
So it's coming together.
Oh, boy!
It's happening. So we're going to see here in a very quick moment. Is Dan mentally strong enough to do this? Dan, did you get your results?
I got my results.
Before the results, what did you think?
I thought I nailed this.
You feel you nailed it.
Yeah.
You feel like, oh, I'm mentally tough. I can handle this.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Right.
Dan Hill, champion runner. He's a champion. Do Dan.
Do Dan.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that being said, what are your results, Dan Hill?
It says there's a picture of a woman with glasses.
Sounds a lot like Dan.
And it says, I am a mental mastermind.
Wow, look at that.
Check this out. Congratulations, you're a mental mastermind. You have a strong set of core beliefs, and you continually weigh the risks and potential outcomes of any situation that comes your way. You're not overly concerned with the opinions of others and have realized that even though you can't please everyone, as long as you stay true to yourself, you'll be just fine. You don't waste your energy pondering about things that you can't control, which allows you to focus on productive tasks that, like developing new skills.
That's pretty awesome.
I think that's fucking spot on, man.
I think that's spot on. Dan Hill's ready to run this race mentally.
Let's but do
ladies,
this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest with each other. Dan Hill physically is incapable of running this race.
It's all upstairs.
Sure it is. Yeah, your legs don't exist. You just float to the finish line.
I'm going to time travel my ass to that finish line.
Well, I'm excited for your race, Dan. Good luck.
Thank you, Cody.
And pass that finish line, you mentally strong son of a bitch.
Thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence.
For those of you interested in knowing how Dan trained or how he prepared every morning, what motivated Dan Hill to prep for this marathon Wednesday? Today, this podcast dropped. Check out Dan and Cody's YouTube account. We've got a beautiful video.
Beautiful video just for you guys.
That's got Dan just training and preparing. And, you know, you really get the whole story as to how Dan became trainer extraordinaire, trained extraordinaire, fan of the marathon. And really, that's a story everybody wants to follow. And also, be prepared. Follow us on social media, Instagram. On Sunday, I'll be there live while Dan's running. I'm going to be doing tons of videos. We'll be running it the whole time. I'll follow him and hit him at all these points, as well as we'll have a follow-up video that we'll end up posting explaining the whole story of Dan's run.
Be with me Sunday, man. Think about it.
And maybe we'll have a special episode and we'll get a feel for how Dan feels at the end of the run.
I'll be in tears like dead.
Hello there, Dan Codies. I am Joe Merrill.
I am Phil.
And we are here with your weekly movie recommendations. And Philip, this week I am going with the 1991 classic T2 Judgment Day. Because if James Cameron ever did something great behind the camera, it was Terminator 2. It is by far the greatest in the Terminator franchise, maybe one of Arnie's best. It's just action. It's fun. It's nonstop from beginning to end. The special edition runs a little long. You're coming in about 2 hours.
It's worth it.
2 hours and 40 minutes, but it's worth every single minute of it.
Where Edward Furlong was all cracked out, too.
He was amazing, stealing things out of the ATM. He was all just like, got special codes.
Cool hacker man.
Yeah, technology. My mom told me, we're going to listen to Guns N' Roses on my radio, and we're going to make things happen, go to the arcade.
Hasta la vista.
And the music, that chin, 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 chin. So good. So that is my choice this week, man. I'm going Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And Philip, what do you got for us?
I went with something I just recently watched. That's 2017's Roman J. Israel Esquire.
Ooh, Denzel.
Directed by Dan Gilroy. And Denzel Washington is just a baller. I mean, the movie didn't get as much praise as I would have hoped after watching it. But dude knows how to play characters. And he commands the screen when he's out there.
Every second that he's on that camera, every second he's in front of that camera, I should say, he is just a phenom.
He does it. So I highly recommend that movie for anybody who would like to watch it.
Excellent. So those are the two recommendations for this week. You got T2 Judgment Day, and is it Israel Roman?
Roman J. Israel Esquire.
Roman J. Israel Esquire. So there you go. And for those Movie Guys podcast, I am Joe Merle.
I am Phil.
And we will be back next week with more movie recommendations.
Dude, I got a real issue with Jamba Juice. Can we like have this talk just for a minute?
Yeah, I'm down.
I am up to my ears. Who buys Jamba Juice?
I used to, and I said no more.
Why? Why do you say no more?
I thought it was healthy.
You like, thought it was healthy.
Like Devin came into prop store or something and had like a Jamba Juice and was like, oh yeah, I have a wheatgrass shot in here. And I was like, what does that do?
By the way, that was a perfect impression of Devin.
No, it's great. I love it. Love Jamba Juice. No, and yeah, I just was just like, fuck this thing.
I don't know. I don't know how this company stays in business. I don't know anybody that drinks Jamba Juice. And who says to themselves, I could really Jamba right now.
It's a blender.
I don't understand its purpose. There was a period of time when juicing was a thing, mm-hmm. right? But now I still see these places and I'm like, who's going into the Jamba Juice? I'll tell you what, I'm not their demographic.
No.
And the people I tend to surround myself with are not their demographic either. So who is buying Jamba Juice?
Who's spending their dough at Jamba Juice? We want to know.
I don't understand. Who?
My mother.
Your mother goes to Jamba Juice.
Loves it.
She loves Jamba Juice. Wow.
We got to talk. We got to sit down and talk with her. Because, one, she has fruit growing in her backyard. All you need is a blender.
She's going into Jamba Juice. What does a Jamba Juice cost? Probably $6 to $8. Yeah. I bet you it's crazy expensive. And I wouldn't know because I don't go to Jamba Juice.
Susan, if you're listening, pick some fruit from your backyard, throw it in a blender, pour it in a styrofoam cup, and then take $10 out of your wallet and tear it in half.
Better yet.
Same experience.
Better yet, throw away the blender, and get a Jack LaLanne fruit smoothie maker. Jack LaLanne lived to like 100 years old. He did like tons of push-ups up until he was 95. He looked great. He drank the juice. You should watch his infomercial. It'll change your life. Screw Jamba Juice.
Screw J Juice.
I just...
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like Jamba Juice is... It's deceptive. It's misleading.
Absolutely.
Because they market themselves as like a health drink.
Yes.
But what we don't understand is that a lot of fruit is very sugary.
Yes.
And when you... And I believe I'm correct. When you blend fruit and you drink it, you don't process it as if you were eating that fruit.
Absolutely.
And that's the deceptive part. If you're substituting your meal, like a breakfast, for a Jamba Juice,
yes,
you're just pouring in sugar. Like,
yes.
Granted, it's better than processed, like granulated sugar, but I mean, it's still sugar.
Let's be honest. The Jamba Juice is a thing that you have to walk past to think about. And Jamba Juice, it's basically the Philip Morris of fruit drinks.
It's an impulse buy.
It's an impulse purchase. It's not like, man, I need to get my juice for the day.
And they're normally set up like by a gym, near a gym.
Absolutely. They just, are.
Just
they
trying
are.
To pick it up.
Oh, I just worked out real hard. I could really use a boost.
We're healthy. Why don't you get one of these smoothies?
Hey, what's going on, man? You want to come into Jamba? I'll get you all juiced up.
Do they also offer like all those bullshit like shots?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'll have a berry smoothie and then give me an energy, a protein boost.
They've got this.
And a cow heart.
Absolutely. And Jamba's done this thing where they've moved in. They've realized that the fruit juice game is a scam.
Yeah.
And people are starting to come around.
Oh, yeah.
So they've decided to dive into Dunkin', like the Dunkin' style. And now they are offering like breakfast sandwiches.
Are they really?
Bowls. Oh, yeah. Look at JambaJuice.com.
What?
They got all this stuff. They got all these options. They're trying to step away from their grass drink juice. And they realize that, like Philip Morris.
They're losing.
Like Philip Morris. giant cigarette maker in the United States, they realize they got to diversify. They can't just be cigarettes anymore or, you know, juice.
Are you kidding me? I just Googled Jamba Juice, pulled up their website, and I'm looking at a fucking sausage, egg, and cheese, like, focaccia sandwich.
Yep, exactly. You're what not Dunkin' fuck? Donuts, Jamba. You're not. Don't you do this to us.
This is a continuation of that problem that I was talking about, not knowing what you are. Maybe I was talking to Marshall about that. There's these fast food joints are just trying to like snatch at a group of people that they wouldn't normally snatch at, you know?
Right.
Don't try to get breakfast sandwich guy out of his routine of going to get a McGriddle. Like he's a McDonald's guy through and through. He's not switching to Jamba Juice.
Right.
This is bullshit. I'm furious. Thank you for bringing this up.
Hey, I think it's important that we talk about the things that matter in the world, and this is one of them. Jamba Juice has 875 locations operating in 26 states, as well as Canada, the Philippines, Mexico, Taiwan, South Korea, Thailand, and the United Arab Emirates. There are approximately 68 company-owned locations and 752 franchise-operated stores in the United States, in addition to the 65 international stores. Personally,
guys, we've got to stop this.
If you own Jamba Juice stock, do yourself a favor. Sell it.
Sell now. Sell now. Absolutely. They can't even spell world.
Can I look at this? Guess how much money they brought in the year 2015?
How much?
$162 million. That's their revenues. They brought in $162 million for a juice. That's a big juice game.
This is bullshit. Right? This makes me sick. It makes me absolutely sick. And that place Robex? They're no better. They're no better. All these juice places. You know that place, the brand Naked?
Yeah.
They got really screwed. Because their labels were all jacked up. They tried to act like they...
were a health drink.
Were a health
and
drink.
And you read the ingredients sugar. In Naked Juices? You can only... A serving, according to them, is like 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Six ounces, something like that.
Those Naked Juices, guys, you might as well drink a Mountain Dew.
Absolutely. It's healthier. It's healthier.
Health tips from Dan and Cody.
Right, absolutely. Naked Juice, you know what? Naked Mango Juice.
Sub Mountain Dew.
Verse Mountain Dew.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna give you guys a little breakdown.
I bet you I'm not fucking far off.
I don't think you're too far off at all. Do me a favor. Look up Mountain Dew health.
Okay. I will do that. I'm glad we're doing this. We need to uncover this bullshit.
It's the scams that American people are buying into.
Mountain Dew health?
Mountain Dew, yeah, like nutritional facts. That's what you do.
Okay.
Mountain Dew nutritional facts.
All right, 140 calories.
140 calories.
In a bottle there.
How much salt is in 140 calories?
How much salt?
Yeah. Sodium.
Let's see.
You got the nutritional fact thing up on your screen there? We're going to do a quick comparison here.
All right, Mountain Dew, sodium.
How many ounces? Let's look at how many ounces.
One can, 16 fluid.
16 fluid ounces.
Yep.
That's a big can, my friend. But if that's what they're running off, that's what we'll go with.
You got to do the dew.
You got to do the dew. Okay. All right. Perfect. So what do you got?
Sodium, 70 milligrams.
70 milligrams. Sodium in a 15.2 fluid ounce of mango, mighty mango, as they like to call it now, a fruit smoothie.
Because
it used to be juice, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So as a fruit smoothie, it has 20 milligrams of sodium.
Okay.
So comparatively, tit for tat, right?
Yeah.
How many carbohydrates are in total carbs
in a Mountain Dew?
16-ounce Mountain Dew.
Carbs, 36 grams.
36 grams. Wow. Okay, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Because there's 68 in a mango smoothie.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
How much sugar is in a Mountain Dew?
Drum roll. 35 grams.
35 grams. My God, that sounds like a health drink. Because this one has 57 grams of sugar.
Oh, my God. We're peeling the layers back.
Peeling it off. Peeling up. How much protein's in your drink?
Protein?
In a Mountain Dew.
In a Mountain Dew? 0 grams.
Well, there's two, okay? That's because they claim to put in 1 1/4 mango into this drink, along with 1 3/4 apples, mm-hmm. half an orange, 1/3 of a banana, and 1 hint of lemon. I don't know what the hell that means.
But guys, look, here's where Mountain Dew, we got a goose egg and cholesterol, 0 grams of trans fats.
That's the same with mine. There's no fat in mine.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to the sugar and the carbohydrates. You are drinking complex sugars. You might as well be enjoying a Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
and enjoying that citrusy love.
Yeah, and get a caffeine jolt.
That's right.
Why not?
Watch your juices. Watch your drinks. Are you doing the vitamins, or are you just gonna... And know what you're putting in your body. Madeline, mm-hmm. we're controlling the message here. Just please quiet yourself.
Hey, we got an agenda, all right?
Nobody needs to know about the vitamins in these drinks.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know. Sure, there's 650 milligrams of potassium and, you know, 1,730 millicgs of vitamin A and 12 milligrams of vitamin C. Whatever.
This segment of the Dan and Cody podcast is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
All I'm trying to say is the Jamba Juice... criminals.
We got our eye on you, Jamba Juice. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, people?
Are you looking for some headphones?
Headphones, something to hear sounds with that you can plug into your phone or any other kind of audio device that's going to then send sounds into your ears.
I got just the thing for you.
Oh, geez, Dan, what could it be?
Scandinavian designed Studio Sweden headphones.
Oh, my, yes.
They're Bluetooth.
That's good.
They're also plug-ins.
Oh, that's good. And they're over my ears.
Over ears, in ears, around ears.
These are amazing headphones. Check them out. And right now, if you order a set of headphones from Studio Sweden, you can save an easy
15%.
And how do they do that, Dan?
All you got to do, head to the link in our show notes. Click that link and type in the promo code Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody, and that saves you 15% on your order. Tell them that Dan and Cody sent you. Save 15%, have some beautiful tunes playing in your ears, and you're going to have a beautiful weekend.
These are legit headphones, and with our code, they're under $100.
So check them out, pick them up, get them Swedes. Bye. You asked me if I had any true crime, and I said no. But I have an odd story that is kind of a true crime.
I love it! What is it? Did you steal something from the house?
What?
Is that the crime?
That I stole something?
Yeah.
Man, no, I didn't steal anything.
What's the crime? That you won't eat this chip?
It's not really a true crime. I'm not going to do a true crime, but I will say this is an odd story. Here's the headline. I saw it on Fox News.
Oh, boy.
Made me laugh. Headline is from 5 days ago, model and photographer each fined $300 for a nude photo shoot at Pennsylvania strip mall. So what? Apparently this Chelsea Guerrera, she's 22, and this guy named Michael Warnock, 64, they were both fined for their photo shoot. And what it was is they were fined $300 for staging a nude photo shoot at a busy Pennsylvania strip mall on a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
They were in the shoot happened last April at the Miracle Mile Shopping Center in Monroeville, about 14 miles east of Pittsburgh. So, Will McMahon, you probably know this place, buddy, because you're a Pitt guy. You're a Pennsylvania guy. According
Dude,
to the
this guy looks like a creep.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you find it?
I just Googled her name.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
So apparently they had several other charges, including indecent exposure and disorderly conduct, but they were all dropped, and they had to pay a $300 fine as part of their plea agreement that they took place in. She had stated that she does this on the side so she can pay for school.
So. Hey, okay. And she, oh my goodness. She said she's been modeling nude since the age of 18. 18?
I what does that have to do with anything?
It's so young. That's a child.
Well, I mean, it's an adult.
She's a baby. She looks like a little baby here.
She's got one of those baby heads where she's got no hair and she's got a baby face. So it's weird to see a full grown woman's body on a little baby head.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah. And so what? The guy, this shoot, I don't understand it. Was this for a magazine or is this for personal?
No, he's a personal photographer. He paid her money to do it. They both got arrested.
I want
to
shoot you nude in a shopping mall on a Saturday morning.
Basically, right. With all the people around it, I guess it's some art piece.
It's like he's asking for it.
He's asking for something. Prison time.
Asking to get arrested, man.
Right.
Would you ever do nudity?
Aside from dick pics?
Well, like would you ever do an artsy, let's say a famous photographer with like a great skill, great rapport wanted to shoot you nude, but like classy as fuck.
Madeline's okay with it.
Madeline's cool with it. And this is like, this is going to be like a art piece done in like the most classy of ways.
I don't think I could do it. I'm not that comfortable with my body.
I'm talking like David pointing Leonardo painting.
But you're not getting that out of me. It's going to look like me. It's going to look like Zeus's finger pointed out and then Ronald McDonald nude.
Yeah.
Like looking to touch it. And I'm Ronald McDonald.
Well, I mean, you're not choosing it.
No, I'm just giving you an example of like nobody wants to see that. I don't care how artsy you are.
But what if?
I think it'd be interesting to do a comparative art piece with nude homeless people and nude not homeless people as kind of a way of showing we're all the same.
Oh, to piggyback on that, like it's a nude shoot, like a crime, like witness pointing out who did it.
What
thing?
How are you piggybacking off of that?
Like you're saying like
I'm saying this. I'm using it as kind of a no. I'm using it as kind of a social painting to show that we're all the same. You strip us naked. It's an art piece. It's a think piece. You're saying let's just throw these guys up in the wall and have the woman identify who the strangler was.
But they're all you.
What
in the lineup?
What's different about them?
Like your level of grime, of griminess.
Well, that's interesting.
So you know how like you would go like, ma'am, please show us who did it. Don't worry, they can't see you. You're in that lineup. It's like six of you photoshopped in, and it's like a level of deceit on this Cody,
right.
A level of happiness, a level of like proud that they committed this crime, and it's just like an art piece of like. We're all in a lineup.
That's interesting. I also think it would be...
And you're naked.
I really dig that.
Would you do
to piggyback off of that, you do something like that, but what you do it is you take, like you, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We run you up in a lineup like that, but we have every race of person, but you're every race of person.
Mm.
And we mix it up. So like we have like
Black Dan, White Dan.
White Dan, we have Asian Dan.
We've got
Middle Eastern Dan.
Yeah.
Right?
And different clothes.
Different clothes. No.
I would
nude.
Oh, nude. Well, what about cuz we'd need to format.
I think it would get too offensive cuz then you like end up playing on every single stereotype for every single race ever.
From the waist up. But the dick remains the same.
What?
Like it's just it's my
no,
dong.
It's not about the dong. What you're saying, the dong stays the same, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, it plays on more than the dong here.
Right,
right. Man, we're artists.
Would you shoot it?
No,
you wouldn't.
I mean, no, nobody. No, man. That's like, what is why? Why would you want to see me naked?
Would you do live theater naked?
I guess, man. I probably do. Yeah. Probably do live theater naked.
Or like you're like a movie. Would you do a nude scene in a movie?
What's the scene? Set it for me.
I don't know. Just like you getting out of the shower.
Why? How does it affect the plot?
Someone surprises you.
What if I was the nude killer in a like a horror thriller, right?
Like, yeah, would you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you definitely
That's a great
do that.
Role. That's a great role.
Okay.
Man, he just goes around killing people naked.
All right. I was up for a part in DC for a play.
You had to be nude?
Yeah.
Were you going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, what else? Oh, yeah, it was there was going to be like a simulated gay sex scene in it. And they were like, "Are you comfortable with that?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
Cool.
Yeah. Alan Ball play called All That I Will Ever Be. I didn't get it.
Oh.
And then we moved to LA.
It's too bad, man.
He's like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
If I'm not getting DC plays, I'll sure as shit get them in LA.
We saw the play and I was like,
were you close?
That guy sucked. Huh?
Were you close to getting it?
I got called back. That's yeah, good. I got called back.
Would you have gotten paid?
Yeah. This was like a
paid gig?
Yeah, this is a good theater in DC.
That's cool, man.
Studio theater. But we went and saw the play and like
it wasn't worth being naked for.
I don't think so. Yeah. And like the sex scene was like 3 seconds. It's just like from behind, like pumping. That's all you had to do.
Is that? Oh, okay. I thought you were disappointed that it was so short.
I can do longer, guys. What do you need? This is very unrealistic the way it's at right now.
This is not a play. This is a sad, sick performance by somebody that just doesn't have the stamina of a real man. Anyway, wow. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But I mean, that would have been a major stretch. Public nudity in any setting is
you got to be confident in you.
Yeah, you got to be pretty
confident.
I
don't even think it's confident as much as comfortable.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, it is what it is. And it also is the context of whatever you're doing it for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, classy photography.
Well, classy like, photography, Playboy thinks they're classy photography. And really what it is it's a, you know, it's
people
not like,
are getting their rocks off. Too.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. But I mean,
I'd be really weirded if people are getting their rocks off to me.
All right. What would you pose for like a science textbook about anatomy? If you were getting paid.
Sure. Yeah. This is Cody. This is what happens when Cody drinks. This is where Cody ends up after a night of drinking.
This is
science.
This is your fibula. This is your tibula.
Fibula. I love that you do the video and you're like showing me pointing at these parts of my body. Yeah. These are your knees. This is your penis.
Right.
Right. Sure.
You do that?
Yeah, why not? I think it'd be funny. I think I'd like to make that video.
Yeah. We'd put it on Dan and Cody.
It would be so funny. It'd be so funny. This is a health video. Yeah. Hi, how are you? I'm Dan Hill.
And I'm Cody.
And we're going to show you. No, I mean, I don't know if we do a duo one. You'd be more like the guy, the professor. And then I'd be the guy like, this is me, Mr. Naked.
You'd be my little skeleton.
Right, absolutely.
On the roly thing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'd be me. You've got what?
I've got a champion of the week. And it's a lot of them.
The champion of the week.
It's several.
What?
Several champions of the week.
Just pick one.
I can't.
What?
I can't do it, Cody. I got to go down a list.
You got to be concise here, Dan. We don't want to waste these people's time. By these people, I mean people that are listening today.
Okay. Well, then I got to go fast. Basically, I wanted to let everybody know that we have reached and surpassed our $1,000 goal to LA Children's Hospital.
What?
Yeah, man. A week before the race, we've raised $1,056. That's 106%. And seriously, couldn't do it without you guys. And we really appreciate it. So I just wanted to rattle off the names of the people that cared enough to contribute to the Children's Hospital.
And you can still contribute to the Children's Hospital
yes,
event.
Yes, you can.
You can contribute up until the start of the race. Am I right, Dan?
That's right.
And where do people contribute?
You go to the link in our show notes.
Link in the show notes.
That says donate to Children's Hospital. Or you can go to bit.ly/DanCodyRunForKids.
or just get on our Instagram or get on our Twitter and just look through the feed. It's always there. Just click it.
Dan's got it pinned to the top of Twitter.
It's pinned, baby.
Check it out. Click it. Go ahead and enjoy it. Donate. Support Dan's run on Sunday. Yeah. It's the last time you can do it, and support those kids. Anyway, right. So who's our champions, Dan?
Champions are the Moores. My daddy-o, John Hill.
John Hill.
The Condell family.
Oh, thank you, Condells.
The Densmores.
Go Densmores.
Steve and Galindo.
Oh, Steve and Galindo.
The Roman Pod and Cast.
What?
Miller.
Oh.
Bobberson.
Thank you.
The Kiefers.
Oh, there we go.
The Whites.
Oh, okay.
Jenny's mom.
Nice.
Mr. Marshall.
MJP.
Yeah. My boy Greg. Greg go Payne.
Him. Go get him.
Karma from Second Union. The Movie Mayhem Podcast. Jeff Martin. Charles Eddy and Justin Older, who are good big listeners of the Melrose Place Podcast. Chris McKean. Chris Kim. Chris Brayton. More Good of Them Podcast.
There we go.
Chris Gonzalez. Terrence Myers. Natalie Labajoff.
Natalie Portman?
Labajoff.
No, I'm saying, is Natalie Portman on there too?
Yes,
Natalie Portman. There we Portman. Go, Norton. She donated $10. Thank Natalie you, Natalie Portman. Portman,
thank you so much. See, we're going to tweet you and thank you.
Dan and Cody have been out there supporting the LA Children's, and we got so big that Natalie Portman donated $10.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Guys, be like Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Jake Dyer, Dan Abe's house, Shayna. Shayna.
Shayna.
What's up, girl? Katie, Ann, Lan, again.
Katie, what yeah. are you doing, girl?
The Tabs, the Knight family, my Frostburg fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, my trainer, Sarah, we love you. Film Roast Podcast, and the It Takes Three Podcast, and the Tree Hill Talk Podcast.
What? Thank you guys for donating to Dan's run.
$1,000, man.
It's awesome that we, you know, raising $1,000 for LA Children's is fantastic. Dan's put in all the time and energy to make this happen. Thank you guys for donating. It's too bad Dan's going to disappoint everybody
and not finish.
No, but thank you guys for being our champions of the week.
You guys are champions. We love you, and I'm gonna bring it home. By running this damn thing.
Hoo-wah. I want to tell you about a company called JC Room Blocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Room Blocks, they research hotels in the area that you need the rooms. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us, they'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything. Okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all their rooms! Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Are you ready for this week's True Crime? All right, Dan. So apparently, and you sent this over to me, so you're kind of aware of it, but this week's True Crime, truest of true, is a man, according to the New York Post, a sloppy thief steals a gumball machine from an animal shelter. And let's just say he does a terrible job of this.
Dude.
So he smashes in the door. There's this giant. I mean, talking. It looks like it's at least 6 feet tall.
It's like a Willy Wonka
gumball
size gumball machine.
Absolutely.
Like you put a buffalo nickel. It only takes buffalo nickels.
Yeah, he like breaks in the lower window. He crawls in, grabs this thing, tries to use the gumball machine to destroy the full window because he can't pull it out because he'll cut himself.
He ends up like breaking the glass of the gumball machine, and all the gumballs fall out.
The next thing you know, you've seen him on the floor trying to pull the gumball machine out of the building. And what you end up noticing, he ends up stealing like, you know, there's maybe 75 cents in there according to this art, this little ad. But they end up showing him carrying it out in front. It's just the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life. It's an animal shelter. This man had to case the joint. So you know what?
He's like, I'm getting that fucking gumball
machine. That gumball machine. It is dope.
I'm going to get that gumball machine.
The gumball machine, just so people know, looks like an old gas station pump.
Right.
So they have the gumballs in the top, and then you've got like the handle and the thing, and it's just ridiculous. He's really struggling to get this damn thing out of the window.
He's got to be on some kind of substance abuse.
I guess. I mean, who's going to buy the gumball machine? It'd be funny if in the video you see him throw one of the gumballs in his mouth.
He has one of those headband cameras.
No, it's not a headband camera. It's a light.
Oh, is that a flashlight?
Yeah, it's one of the, it's an LED light that they end up putting on there.
He's not covering his face at all. It kind of looks like me, Cody.
It does look a lot like you.
Have you seen this guy's face?
It's ridiculous. But Dan Hill stealing a gumball machine from an animal shelter.
And he does get it out, and he throws it over like a barbed wire fence.
Right, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you,
man?
And then he runs away at the end of the video. He throws it over the fence, and then he runs away. So he must have gotten in at another location.
Dude, this guy. I hope they find him, because you're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. The video was viewed more than 30,000 times.
I don't think that's enough. And they haven't identified who the man is at this point. And I don't know how you're going to. Unless this guy just walks into the police station and says, hey, it was me with the gumball machine. It's a misunderstanding.
It's ridiculous. And the machine was intended for fundraising purposes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't believe they haven't caught this guy. Like, you can do a lot less and get caught, like, real quick.
Right, right.
They have his face.
Right.
They, like, 100% have his face. They know where he's at. Come on, man. You got to catch this idiot. This guy's not doing Dan.
Not doing Dan. He's doing dumb.
He's doing real dumb. Fucking idiot.
And that is this week's True Crime.
Real quick, I Married a Movie Geeks, 200th episode.
200 episodes. Good for you guys.
Isn't that nuts?
Justin and Chrissy are just killing it over there.
Killing it, dude.
I didn't even realize there were 200 movies in existence.
Me neither. Who'd have thunk?
Who would have thunk? So what'd you guys review?
We reviewed The Neverending Story.
Good.
And The Goonies. And one of those movies holds up in my eyes. And if you want to hear which one, then you got to listen to their podcast, man.
Check it out.
Check them out. Justin and Chrissy, So I Married a Movie Geek. Thank you for having me on again. It was a blast. And we played Bean Boozled.
Just so everybody knows, if you guys need to pay, if you want to pay Dan, he's a traveling Bean Boozle expert. So yeah. Go ahead and call him. He'll come and eat that garbage. Don't expect me because it's terrible.
But dude, Justin was like, he was chewing them and eating all of them.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, he called us out. He said we were playing up how gross it was.
That's insane.
They were fucking disgusting.
Did he eat the dog food?
Yeah. He ate dog food. Here's the ones he got. He fucking ate dog food, all right? He ate booger, and he ate, what was the other one? Oh, shit, I can't remember it. But, and then after the game was over, he was talking shit. He was like, you guys have been playing this thing up. And I was like, dude, no, I haven't. Eat a white one. Because the white one, remember, was coconut or spoiled milk, which I think is the worst one.
Right.
And he let Chrissy pick one. Pick a white one. He ate it, and it was spoiled milk. And he fucking ate it. He like chewed it and ate it.
And he ate the fish too.
He ate dead fish?
I'm asking.
Oh, I think he I ate dead fish again, which was horrible.
Are you getting used to it, though?
No. No, that shit stays in your teeth. It's so nasty. Chrissy was trying to put them up her nose and, like, cheat and smell if they were the bad ones, but
right.
They don't give off any scent. The game is very good about hiding exactly what it is. But I will say, Justin was very grossed out. So, I mean...
But he's complaining, like, we're talking it up, please.
Please, man. It was... Please. They're rancid. It's bad terrible. Ones are bad.
It's bad. Don't do it.
They're
don't
so bad. It. But, and
In return, he provided you with?
Yeah. In return, he sends me home with a Pakui One Chip Challenge. And it's a box in the shape of a coffin. And it says, inside, one deadly tortilla chip. This is the Carolina Reaper Madness Chip. And it's made with the world's hottest pepper. And he was like, hey, Dan, make Cody eat this. He's like, just bring it and make him eat it. And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen, Justin. I was like, I think I'm going to send him this photo and he's going to say no. And that's exactly what you did.
Absolutely.
But apparently this is an $80 chip. And it comes sealed.
$80?
Yeah, this thing's going for $80.
He paid $80 for that chip.
Well, I think he got it from his show.
Oh, like okay.
They ate it on his show.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, it's a tortilla chip. It's in a wrapper. And there's a picture of a skeleton. And there's like all these disclaimers on the back. It says you can't touch your face after eating it. It's got to be the hottest fucking chip ever. And Justin, buddy, I tried. Cody's not eating it.
Not happening.
It will not happen. I will return the chip.
I imagine Dan's going to crumble it up into like some macaroni and cheese and be like, here, Cody, eat this macaroni and cheese. Because that'll do it. That'll get you.
Yeah, you're going to question everything you eat.
We should totally do that to Marshall.
And just make him eat it?
He won't even know it. We crush it up. We throw it in some mac and cheese. MJP puts it in his mouth and he's like, man, this is pretty good mac. Wait a minute. This isn't okay.
And then he dies.
Yeah, exactly. He has a coronary.
And then we say, hey, you should have listened to the podcast. You would have known.
Idiot.
That we were going to do this.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, listen to this shit. Do not eat if you are sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers.
Which makes sense.
Or are pregnant or have any medical condition. That's a broad statement. Any medical condition. Keep out of reach of children. After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas.
Okay.
This thing is faux real. It says this chip is crazy hot and not for the faint of heart. And Chrissy wouldn't eat it either.
I don't blame her. She's a wise girl, that one.
It's tough. So listen to So I Married a Movie Geek and congrats on 200, you guys. We love you. Thanks for listening and laughing with the Dan and Cody podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram @DanCodyPodcast. Check out our website, danandcody.com, and you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play the tough guy to shoot, all right?